What's going on in the Atlanta real estate market? What's going on with home values? Where are the best schools? Cleve has all the answers for you. Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show. Now, here's Cleve Gaddis.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another week's edition of the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160 WCFO, Atlanta's talk of the town. We appreciate you joining us. My name is Cleve Gaddis. In addition to being the host of this radio show right here on News Talk 1160, I'm also a full-time real estate agent and broker with a team full of agents at Gaddis Partners REMAX Center right here in Atlanta who help buyers, sellers, investors, and landlords all day, every day. My family, Alfie, been in the business for 30 years. We live, eat, breathe, and sleep real estate, and we would love nothing more than to help you if you're listening to the show. The purpose of the show is to educate, empower, and engage. We want to provide as much information as possible about what's happening in the real estate markets locally, throughout the state, and nationally. We want to empower our listeners with the power that comes from the knowledge. We hope to give you from the show whatever decisions you need to make regarding real estate. We want you to be the best educated person in a real estate transaction, and we would love nothing more than to engage with our listeners. We hope you like what you hear so much that you'll choose to hire us at some point to represent you in a real estate purchase, sale, or an investment. We can be reached by calling 770-497-0000, or you can go to gogaddis.com. That's GOGADDIS.com. I'm joined in the studio, as always, by my man, Alfie.
Hey, Cleve. Glad to be back yet again this week.
How glad to have you. Alfred, yes. Romero, been with me 133 shows. Woo. Alfie, I appreciate you coming back.
Hey, glad to be here, and glad that you allow me to continue to arrive.
My pleasure, brother. I can't imagine doing the shows without you.
I know, it'd be weird.
Been doing them a long time, yeah. 2.5 years.
Wow.
2.5 years. Happy 4th of July.
Yeah.
Happy Independence Woo. Day. Happy birthday, America.
Happy birthday, America.
What's your family tradition for the 4th of July holiday?
It's changed over the years since we've kind of scattered off into other areas.
Since you got off drugs?
Exactly.
And by the way, I don't think Alfie's ever taken drugs, by the way.
Got out of jail?
He got out of jail.
No, what? Is Mountain Dew considered a drug?
No, yeah, you know what? If Mountain Dew was considered a drug at one time, you would have been a drug addict. Yeah. And I witnessed it.
Hello, I'm Alfred, and I like to drink Mountain Dew.
I remember had to feed the habit for a long time.
I know, you did.
I don't think you could get through a show without a Mountain Dew for a long time.
Yeah, it was.
Then you switched to Gatorade.
Yeah.
You switched to Gatorade.
Yeah, and drink a little Gatorade, and now I drink a little water every now and then. But sometimes you need the little caffeine.
Sometimes you need just a little Coca-Cola.
Yeah,
if you're from Atlanta, so I give you a little Coke. It zips you right up. Unfortunately, you pass out in the middle of the show, and I have to wake you up. But, you know, it is what it is.
Do you do? Usually our family will go down to, you know, since we live kind of near the Peachtree City area, we'll go down to Peachtree City, and they usually have a spectacular fireworks show.
Oh, nice. I love fireworks.
Yeah, hundreds of golf carts just driving all over the place, running over your feet. It's fun.
Oh, I love it. When my wife and I lived in Chicago, we lived in a city called Bloomingdale.
Yes, I've heard of it.
And we had a big Palladian glass window in the rear of our house, and we could sit in our family room and look out the Palladian window, and it was like they were firing off the fireworks
right in your
so
backyard.
That they would specifically be in the middle of the Palladian window.
And that, what do you do now with the kids?
It was awesome. Well, we do different things. They some. We live up in Johns Creek, so we sometimes go to Perimeter Church, and we'll sit and watch the fireworks from the Athletic Club, or they do them at Country Club of the South. So they do them all many places up here.
Right.
I think the best fireworks display in this area of Atlanta is probably the one at the Atlanta Athletic Club.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's probably the best one. But we like to cook out. I've got my big green egg.
There you go.
So I like to grill out.
Nice.
Unfortunately, I have a Wi-Fi-controlled thermometer thing that controls the airflow, and it's not working well. And a couple days ago I realized, well, you know what, you can still cook a steak even though you don't have all the technology in the world. Something's definitely wrong with me, Alfie, and I apologize. Hey, real quick, got a great show. We're going to talk about property taxes if you need to appeal, Fannie Mae changing debt to income ratios, which is going to help more people qualify for loans, what you should do when you're trying to include personal property in a purchase agreement. We're going to talk about the House of Representatives voting to drastically change the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. Nikki in Alpharetta says she wants to fix up her house after she sells it and closes, not before. Fred in Roswell wants to know how he can sell his home and owe no taxes. That sounds like a great question.
Yeah,
how do I sell my home and owe no taxes? Helen in Shambly's buying a home with a pool, wants to know what type of inspections she should have. Valerie in Lilburn says she's selling a vacant home and wants to know what the temperature should be set in her vacant home for showings. What a great question.
That's interesting.
It's very important. Very important. Going to talk about foundation issues with Mike in Peachtree Corners, Lowdown on the Hood segment. Stone Creek in Lawrenceville, not Stone Crook. It says it on my notes. Stone Crook is Stone Creek in Lawrenceville. That's right there at Lebanon, 120 and Sugarloaf, for those of you who are familiar. And then we're going to talk about what's happening in the market today. So let's start out, first of all, and this is mostly the residents of Fulton County. If your property assessment came out in the last 45 days, you only have until July the 10th, so we're getting up on that deadline for you to file an appeal. I don't know what decisions have been made. Fulton County commissioners were hinting that they might reject the entire tax digest, Alfie, but ultimately don't sit and wait for the Fulton County Commission to solve the problem when it comes to property tax assessments. If you think your property is assessed too high, you need to file an appeal. Go to the Fulton County Tax Assessor's Office or Alfie, the Georgia Department of Revenue. You can download the form to fill out. You'll have to tell them what you think that your property is worth. If you don't believe in the assessment, you'll have to provide them with information supporting the what you think the correct value should be, some comparable sales. And Alfie, over the last few weeks, we've helped lots of people put together those comparables. You can reach out to us at 770-497-0000, and we'll help you put together the comparable sales that the tax assessor's office will need if you want to appeal your property taxes. Again, a property assessment, 770-497-0000. Alfie, we've talked about this before, but at the end of July, Fannie Mae is going to change its debt-to-income ratios for its loans. Right now, you can have up to 45%, pardon me, of your income spent on a monthly basis on debt payments, car payments, credit cards, student loans, house loans. You can have up to 45% of your income. If you make $5,000 a month, which means today you could have $2,250 in debt payments. That makes sense?
Yes.
Now, if when it changes, it's going to 50%, which means you could have $2,500 a month in debt payments on $5,000 in income. Now, it doesn't sound like a big deal, does it?
No, not really.
That changes somebody's borrowing power $55,000. So let's say you wanted to buy a $200,000 house, and in the month of May, you couldn't qualify because your debt-to-income ratio was off.
Ah, okay.
In the beginning of August, it might not be off anymore. Now, I'm not saying that everybody out there should be looking to spend 50% of their income on debt payments. I'm not saying that. But for some people, let's say, for example, you got a car payment, and it's going to burn off in 2 or 3 months. You're going to pay off the car. Let's say you've got a student loan, and within the next 6 or 8 months, that payment is going to be gone. Well, it might make sense for you to go up to the 50% debt-to-income ratio because eventually it'll drop back down. Does that make sense?
Yes, totally.
So for those of you who've been told no, it doesn't mean it's going to be no forever. Got a question from a listener. She wants to know how you include personal property in a purchase agreement. You put it on a separate personal property agreement bill of sale. Do not put personal property into a purchase agreement if you're getting a loan. Lenders do not want to finance Alfie a pool table for 30 years at 3.75% interest. So if you put the pool table in the contract, they're going to tell you to take it out because they don't want to finance that for 30 years at 3.75% interest. That makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Alfie, we talk about it every week.
Yes, sir.
We think the average home seller in Atlanta sells their home for $16,000 less than they should. In fact, one of our recent listeners who called to take advantage of the customized maximum value plan sold his house for $37,000 more than he thought it was worth. If you're going to sell your house in the next 90 days, you don't need a Zestimate from Zillow or a CMA like most real estate agents would provide, or even an appraisal. You need a customized maximum value plan, which is a kick butt, no holds barred plan for getting top dollar for your home. It's normally $799, but you can get one at absolutely no charge. That's right. You can get one for free. Just be one of the first five people to call 770-497-0000, and we'll prepare for you a customized maximum value plan at no charge. That's right, for free. Normally a $799 value. Now, the offer is good just for the first five people to call 770-497-0000. So don't delay. It could be a $16,000 phone call. And Alfie, wouldn't that be awesome?
That'd be very, very awesome.
Yeah, again, the number 770-497-0000. And once you call the number, I suggest you start thinking about what you're going to do with the extra $16,000. Fred in Horseshoe Bend called, wanted a customized maximum value plan. He thought his house was worth $450. We listed it at $495 based on our customized maximum value plan. Sold it at $487,000, $37,000 more. He was looking to buy a house on Hilton Head. He was able to spend an additional $37,000 on his dream retirement home. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Alfie and I are going to talk about the House just voted to make drastic changes to the Consumer Finance Protection Board, or Bureau, excuse me. Is this the start of the next recession? I don't know. Stick with us. We're going to talk about that and more. We'll be back.
Just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who
God bless the USA, and happy 4th of July. Happy Independence Day, Atlanta and the United States. Welcome back to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160. Alfie and I are in the studio celebrating the 4th of July.
Yeah, I'm about to shoot some fireworks off in here.
Happy birthday, America.
Happy birthday,
buddy. That's
an
awesome song.
Oh, yeah.
That's one of those you couldn't interrupt.
Oh, no.
I was looking for a place to come on in. Yeah. You just got to wait and let him finish.
Lee Greenwood, the classic right there.
It's amazing. You know, I saw him do that live.
Really?
Yeah. We went to Washington, D.C. for a conference, and we went to it was an absolutely beautiful building, some type of museum that they closed off for the evening. This is when I worked for Electrolux, the vacuum cleaner company.
Oh, well.
And they didn't tell us who was going to be performing, and he comes out singing that song.
Oh, man.
And all the audience is crying.
It was
awesome.
Crazy.
It was absolutely awesome. Well, happy 4th of July. This segment of the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show is brought to you by John Birchfield and Brand Mortgage. John makes it his mission to guide each home buyer step by step through the entire loan process, so they are educated and confident in the mortgage options available and can make the best decisions along the way. John can be reached by calling 678-226-7887. Again, 678-226-7887. John is our preferred mortgage provider. If you need to refinance your home, you need to get a loan to purchase a home, you want to call John Birchfield. He will take good care of you. Alfie, I don't know. Do you remember the Dodd-Frank Act?
Vaguely. I remember it was a big deal.
Designed to regulate Wall Street.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Keep the market from crashing.
Correct.
House of Representatives just passed a landmark bill, vote 233 to 168, that in its current form would dramatically change the future of financial regulation.
Sorry.
Guys, I'm sorry I'm laughing. Alfie just dropped his phone, and he looked like a cat trying to bat some type of ball in the floor trying to catch his telephone. Stop paying attention to your phone during the radio show.
I'm sorry.
You get yourself in trouble paying attention.
So what happened to the Dodd-Frank thing?
No, it's good. So they call it the Financial Choice Act,
right,
and it significantly amends the 2010 Dodd-Frank Wall Street Reform and Consumer Protection Act. The Choice Act is going to convert the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. I always have a hard time saying that. Well, Consumer Financial Protection Bureau into a consumer law enforcement agency that is subject to congressional appropriations process, meaning they got to rely on Congress for their funding, which means they have control of Congress. Right now, remember where they get their funding from? The fines they charge the banks that they regulate.
Oh, look at
so
that.
So it's a self-funding organization. A lot of people have a problem with that. It will eliminate the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau's supervisory authority over financial institutions and limit its power to take action against entities. They can't just come in and say, Alfie, hey, you're a bank, we're going to fine you $500,000. And they're going to remove the Too Big to Fail or the Financial Stability Oversight Council's authority to designate non-bank financial institutions and financial markets utilities as systematically important. So they're not going to be able just to unilaterally make a decision. This fits the criteria to be too big to fail.
Gotcha.
Okay? I don't know if this is good or bad, guys. I'm just reporting the news to you. But I will tell you this. Jeb Hensarling, who is the proponent and the one who proposed this law, said that supporters of the Dodd-Frank were promised it would lift the economy, end bailouts, and protect consumers. Yet Americans have suffered through the worst recovery in 70 years. Dodd-Frank guarantees future bailouts for Wall Street, and consumers are paying more and have fewer choices. That's a Republican. Democrat Congresswoman Maxine Waters says, and she starts out by calling it the Wrong Choice Act.
All right.
Because it would be extremely harmful for hardworking Americans across the country. She says and continues, remember the financial crisis? At the core of it, there was an epidemic of irresponsible and malfeasant behavior by financial institutions. Underregulated, predatory lenders peddled and pushed toxic subprime loans to unsuspecting borrowers. Then Wall Street packaged those loans into securities, paid credit rating agencies to rate them AAA, and made bets that they would fail. When they imploded, it sent the economy tumbling into the Great Recession. It's amazing that you have two opinions that are exactly the opposite about legislation that's passed through the House, but it looks like some changes are a-coming, Alfie.
Yeah.
Some changes are a-coming.
Looking forward to
it. If you've just joined us, you're listening to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160 WCFO Atlanta's Talk of the Town. My name is Cleve Gaddis. In addition to being the host of this real estate radio show, I'm also a full-time real estate broker with Gaddis Partners REMAX Center right here in Atlanta. My family's been in real estate for 30 years. We live, eat, breathe, and sleep real estate, and we want to help buyers, sellers, and investors make the best decisions when buying, selling, or investing in real estate anywhere in Metro Atlanta, north, south, east, or west. If you need somebody to help you, 770-497-0000 is the number to call. Alfie, we got a question from Nikki in Alpharetta.
All right.
She says, I'm selling my house, but I want to paint and fix it up after I close and move out. Can I do this? What in the world do you think? So she's saying she wants to fix up her house after she sells it and moves out.
Doesn't make any sense.
It depends on what Nikki's trying to do. If Nikki just wants to be gone, then Nikki, I don't think you have to fix your house up after you sell it. I think you just need to sell it as is. If, however, Nikki, you're interested in maximizing your sales dollars at closing, maximizing your sales price, then you need to go ahead and do the fix up prior to listing your house. So when a buyer comes to preview your home, they see it in its best possible condition. Alfie, if you came and looked at a house that I had listed,
yeah,
and all of the rooms were dark and dated with heavy curtains and wallpaper. Oh, remember the wallpaper with vines and roses all over it from the early 90s?
Yeah.
What if that was in the kitchen and the bathroom?
Ooh, it creeped me out.
And all of the appliances were original and the countertops were from Mica and everything was from the early 90s. Would you pay as much for that house, or what about one that all the colors were grayish and new and the windows were open and the window treatments were light and bright and the appliances were in good shape and the countertops were granite and something that you really love? Which one would you pay more for?
I think that one you just described.
And what's amazing is, Nikki, we have found that for every dollar you spend, if it is spent intelligently as you get your home ready to sell, it should give you a $2 or $3 return.
Ooh.
Now, I don't know about you, Alfie, but I'm okay investing $100 to get $200 back.
Yeah,
or $300 back.
I'm good with
right?
that. I'm good with that.
What about $1,000 to get $3,000 back?
Yes, sir.
So if you work with somebody, Nikki, they will be able to help you make the best decisions in what you should and shouldn't do. Nikki, we'd be happy to give you some additional advice. 770-497-0000 is the number to call. Moving on to another listener question. This is from Fred in Roswell. Oh, that Fred in Roswell. That's the guy that sold his house for $37,000 more too, Alfie.
Ooh.
The one that got the customized maximum value plan.
I don't
think it's the same person.
Okay.
He says, I've heard a homeowner can sell their home and owe no taxes on the income. How do I do this?
I'd like to know.
You know what he's talking about?
I do not.
Well, Alfie, you already qualify.
I do?
Yes.
How so?
Because all you have to do is own the home and live in it as your principal residence for two of the last 5 years.
Yeah, I've done that.
And you personally would be entitled to up to $250,000 in gains tax-free.
What?
When you sell your house. It's called a 121 exemption. If you want to look it up, just go on Google or Yahoo or wherever you do your search and type in IRS Section 121, IRS Section 121. Now, there are some exemptions, meaning if you haven't lived there for two of the last 5 years, you could still exempt your gains if this is for the taxpayer, the spouse, the co-owner, or a member of the house, a member of the family, due to death, divorce, or legal separation, becoming eligible for unemployment. a change in employment that leaves the taxpayer unable to pay the mortgage, multiple births. Isn't that interesting? So if you have twins, that would qualify you to sell your house,
wow,
move to a bigger house, and exempt the gains from taxes. There was damage from the residence to the residence resulting from a natural or man-made disaster or condemnation, seizure, or other involuntary conversion of the property. So, Fred, live there two of the last 5 years, and you can sell your house, and you can have up to $250,000 in gains, and your spouse can have up to $250,000 for a total of $500,000 if you're married, filing jointly in tax-free gains on the sale of your home. Alfie and I are going to take a quick break. When we come back, what should you do when you're buying a home with a pool? We'll give you details on that and more. Stick with us, because I promise we're going to come back. Happy birthday, America.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the 4th of July episode, or at least the 4th of July weekend
episode
of the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show, right here on News Talk 1160. Alfie and I are proud to celebrate Independence Day with you on the radio. News Talk 1160 WCFO Atlanta's Talk of the Town. Alfie.
Yes, sir.
When you hear this song, this is called Stars and Stripes, right?
Yes.
By Philip Sousa, right?
Yes, this is from the United States Marine Band.
Got it, but it was written by Philip Sousa.
Yes,
right?
John Philip Sousa.
Philip Sousa, mm-hmm, who invented the sousaphone, if I believe.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that's the big, like a tuba, but a big old, no, that's, is that called a sousaphone? I think it is. That thing that's bigger than a tuba in the marching band?
I guess
think that's
so.
Called a sousaphone. But hey, listen, when I hear this song,
yeah,
I think about the Great American Scream Machine at Six Flags.
Because
remember,
oh, right,
when you would be in the line, they had this playing the whole time you were in the line
for the Great American
Scream Machine.
Man.
Yep.
That's the days.
Yeah. Did you ever go ride the Scream Machine?
Oh, of course.
Oh, man. That's bumpy roller coaster, man.
Oh, of course.
If you didn't have back problems before you got on it, you'd have them when you got off. And if you did, and if that didn't work, just go over to the Dahlonega Mine Train.
Oh, man.
And see if you're back.
That's some good times right there.
If you didn't have back problems. But anyway, happy 4th of July. Happy 4th of July,
yeah,
Atlanta.
And
we appreciate you joining us. That's right.
Not, be safe out there,
not
kids.
Too much drinking, Atlanta. And problem. If you drink too much, please don't do a whole lot of driving.
Well, I'm just talking about shooting off some fireworks.
Oh, so
be
yes.
Be careful for that, too.
Yes.
Be careful.
Well, just don't shoot them in the direction of your neighbors.
Yeah, that's true. Just shoot them up into the sky.
We had a little next-door neighbor a few years back. Had a little grass fire from fireworks in their front yard. And it burned a big black hole right in the middle of their front yard. Just pay attention. Just know where the fireworks land, right?
Yeah, exactly. Good call.
This segment of the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show is brought to you by the law firm of O'Kelly and Sorahan. They're a full-service law firm with 19 offices throughout Metro Atlanta. They specialize in residential real estate closings, including home purchases, refinance closings, corporate relocation, and real estate contract review and title insurance matters. They can be reached by calling 770-497-1880. We have Joe O'Kelly. Mm-hmm. On with us.
Yeah.
We had another gentleman, Eric. Eric?
I believe so.
With the estate attorney.
Yes.
I'm embarrassed. I don't even remember his name, but he was on with us a couple shows ago. He was excellent.
Yes.
He was excellent. I think his name was Eric. We'll have mm-hmm. to have him back on again. He gave some great tips about what to do if you own property and you think it might be in an estate someday.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Alpha, you know how something gets into your estate, right? You have to die, so
yeah, well,
it's not something you're motivated. You don't want to do it too soon.
Right.
But if you need to close with somebody here in Atlanta, O'Kelly and Sorahan is our preferred closing attorney, 770-497-1880. Helen in Chambly, or as people not from Atlanta say, Chambly. Helen in Chambly. She writes in saying, we're buying a home with a pool. Should we have a separate inspection? The answer is yes, 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 yes.
All right, I take it the answer is yes.
So some home inspectors will do a general pool inspection. They're looking mostly for safety things. You know, is it, does it appear it's wired up correctly? Is the, are the fences, the enclosure for the pool, are they adequate? But you really need to have someone who understands pools. And what I would do is I would call the local pool company that services and lots of pools. Trust me, you will not be the first person to call them, and have somebody come out and go through that pool with a fine-tooth comb. Does the heater work? Is the filtration setup working correctly? Is the motor working? Are all the valves working? How about the lights? Are they wired correctly within the pool? Are the skimmers working? Are the all the equipment that goes with the pool? And then find somebody, Helen, who for an additional fee will come back. Listen to this now, Alfie. Will come back and give you a thorough training on how to use the pool.
Oh.
So, I mean, would you know how to use a pool?
I mean, not at all.
So we bought a house one time that Michelle and I, my wife and I, fixed up, and we turned around and resold in Berkeley Lake, and it was the first one that ever had a pool. And, you know, sometimes you have to turn the filter on and run it backwards to clean the sand filter, to clean the debris out of the sand filter, and you basically run the water back into the storm drain. And I wouldn't have known how to do that and how you shock the pool and put your chlorine in. So get somebody, Helen, who will come back and give you training on how to use the pool, because I think you'll be much, much happier. If you've just joined us, you're listening to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show right here on News Talk 1160 WCFO, Atlanta's Talk of the Town. Valerie from Lilburn writes in, our home is vacant and we are selling. How high can we set the thermostat so we don't spend a fortune while we're having showings? Alfie, what's your thought? So what she's saying is I want to set the thermostat higher than I normally would,
right,
so I can save some money.
Yeah, but you still want it to be comfortable enough that people could walk around and not be sweating.
So if you walked into a home and you were looking up here on the north side of town, which I know you and Kimber are going to move up here at some point in time to get closer to her family.
Correct.
And her job and your job.
Correct.
And so if you walked into a home and it was 94 degrees
I'd
or 100
degrees. There.
Right, because you would automatically assume what if it was that hot in the house?
That it's always going to be that hot in the house.
That you
That's
might,
something wrong with the air conditioner.
You would assume, I think I walked into hell
right
this minute.
I just walked into a sauna.
Walked into
right.
It. And it would scare you. So the correct temperature is 72.
Okay. I usually put it at 72, 73.
73 you can get by with, but 72, because it still feels relatively cool as you're walking through the home.
Correct.
And honestly, Valerie, if that winds up causing a problem for you, maybe you can get one of those digital control thermostats where you can turn it up in the evening, although it doesn't really matter because it'll get that cool anyway.
Right.
And then just turn it on where it'll keep it cooler as it gets hotter during the day. But the temperature, Valerie, is 72 degrees. Mike in Peachtree Corners writes in, says, buyers inspected my home, found foundation issues. How do I know if these are legitimate? Well, I'll tell you, I called Michael off air because he sent the question in a couple days ago.
Uh-huh.
And believe it or not, his house is in Peachtree Corners, and it was close enough for me to go see it.
Okay.
And in this case, the buyer's agent is saying, hey, the whole house, the foundation is settling, and the whole house is leaning to the left.
No way. Wow. But they just found it. So, it's
but
just,
I asked the buyer's
how,
agent.
How old is the house? You know?
The house is about 20 years old.
Okay.
I asked the buyer's agent for his professional engineer's license. He doesn't have one.
Oh,
so just talking.
What a shock.
So the exterior wall of the house is slightly bowed, but it's not on top of the part of the foundation wall that's actually sinking. And there's a little bit that's actually sinking. I'm not an engineer either. So I think a lot of times they just don't build walls straight in the first place. There are some windows that appear to be out of square, Alfie. This is amazing. Windows that appear to be out of square. But it's not because the house is moving. It's because it was a foreclosure, Alfie.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody put the wrong size windows back in. So he's tying this together to think that this whole house is falling over sideways. Now, in the back left-hand corner, there's a section of the wall where it has like a 90-degree angle, and the corner has opened up slightly like this.
Gotcha.
So it's got about a 1-inch gap at the top, and it's got about almost no gap at the bottom. And so ultimately what I think that Mike should do is have a structural engineer come out and take a look. A structural engineer will cost you anywhere from $300 to $500. You don't want to hire somebody this job is to fix it, to come out and look at it. You want somebody this job is just to investigate it, to have them come out and take a look. So, Mike, that is my best advice for you. Again, get a structural engineer. And you want somebody that can put a PE, a professional engineer stamp, on the engineering report. Because if you just have somebody who's a a structural specialist come out and take a look at it. I mean, what they write on a piece of paper might not even be worth the piece of paper that it is written on. But at least with a professional engineer, they would have some type of insurance that would guarantee their work, or you should certainly ask them for of insurance. Alfie, you know this, but a lot of people who are listening do not know that News Talk 1160 sister station is AM 1690, which is the voice of the arts right here in Atlanta.
Yes, I did know that.
Larry Larson does a show called The Morning Ride every single morning, weekday morning, on AM 1690. On Tuesdays at 9:30, I'm a guest. Hey, he calls me the king of real estate, Alfie. I actually love that.
That should be your new tag.
He is a king of real estate, Atlanta real estate. But I'm on with him every Tuesday morning at 9:30. If you've never listened to Larry's show, I invite you to tune in AM 1690 Tuesday mornings. Listen to every single day, but tune in Tuesday mornings at 9:30 to listen to me talk real estate with Larry. If you are a home buyer in Atlanta, you want the best online resource for finding homes faster with more accurate information, timely information, you only have one choice, in my opinion, and that's SureMLS.com. That's SureMLS.com. Listings are, you'll have more listings that are on Zillow, Trulia. You'll have more current information than on Realtor.com. And I guarantee you, you'll have lots and lots of listings on this site that you won't find on other agents' websites because of the way SureMLS.com pulls information in from both listing services in Metro Atlanta. Alfie and I got to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to feature Stone Creek in Lawrenceville in our Lowdown on the Hood segment, and we're going to talk about what's happening in the Metro Atlanta real estate market. Are we moving up or are we moving down? Stick with us, because I promise we're coming back. Welcome back to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show, the July 4th edition.
Yeah.
Gotta love a little Neil Diamond.
No, can't go wrong with that coming to America. The official song, the Winter Olympics, when it was in, somewhere in the United States. Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City.
That's right.
Really?
Yeah.
How'd you know that?
Because I'm smart.
You know all kinds of good information about
I'm smart.
Music.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show. Woo. You're listening to Cleve Gaddis, 30-year veteran of real estate right here in Metro Atlanta, and Alfred Romero.
Hello, Cleve.
Two loyal Americans.
Ah.
I love America. It's God a great place you. To live. And yes. If you don't believe it's a great place to live, just talk to somebody who has lived somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to a couple people the other day whose parents grew up in Iran.
Oh, man.
They love the United States.
Oh, I bet they do.
You, in other countries around the world, you speak out against the government.
Oh, you pretty much have put a target on your back.
It doesn't work very well for you.
Thanks for the First Amendment.
But here we can say whatever we want to.
That's correct.
Can't threaten our president directly, although there is a lot of that going on out there.
Yeah,
what do you think about what's her name, Kathy Griffin?
Oh, Kathy Griffin? She's an idiot. This is really
just disgusting.
Well, this is my thing.
To me, that wasn't funny at all.
I know. I know this is not a politically driven show.
It's a real estate show.
Exactly.
But she was probably in a house when she did it.
Correct. Okay. So that's a good point. Okay. But my thought is this, is that you know what? I'm not going to say I was a big fan of Obama.
Yep.
I wasn't a big fan of Obama.
Yep.
But you know what? I supported Obama.
Yep.
It's almost like a guy had an interesting thought the other day on the net. It's almost like getting onto a plane and hoping the pilot
screws up
and the plane goes hits the water.
I was talking to a gentleman the other day. He said, I would have never voted for Donald Trump, but now that he is our president, I want him to do well.
Right. This is the thing.
If he does well, I didn't vote for Obama.
Right.
But when he was elected,
yes,
I went to his election party, with some of my friends,
yes,
who looked at the world differently,
right,
and they were surprised that I was there.
Look,
and I said, listen, guys, I want him to do well because I want the economy to do well.
We have to rally around our president. We have to rally around the guy who's on top. And the thing is like, look, he
but
was
elected.
But if
you say that to somebody who's
right,
a staunch
then
Democrat or Republican,
right,
they flip out, which doesn't make any sense because
exactly,
I hate to tell you this, neither party has any solutions.
You know what? You can
have
look
you
on,
been paying any attention? Nope. They all
on,
like to spend too much money.
You can look on both sides of the aisle, Cleve. Everyone's wrong. And this is why I think that
we're turning this into the Neil Bort show. My gosh.
But this is why I feel like that the House of Representatives and the Senate should have a
term limit. Yeah.
Because some
and
of
here's how long I'd like the term limit to be. 6 months.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Get in and get out, baby. No. Maybe 8 years.
At
is
least
plenty.
I think that's good because some
plenty
of these people who have been in Congress
even
for,
local
city
councils
should be
the
same
should
way
have term limits
because those people should be advancing to the House and to the government to the national government. Because my thing is like, look, there's people who've been in that Congress for close to probably 20 over at least 20 to 25 years
or
maybe
sometimes
more.
30 and 40
yes
years, Alfie,
and it's ridiculous. You lose touch with the reality of what you are thinking of today. So okay,
I think after like 30 years, right, you start to lose brain cells.
That's true.
Or
true
something.
It's you're losing something.
Yeah. The losing problem is corruption's everywhere. You
oh,
ever watch
yeah
House of Cards?
I haven't seen it, but
I think some of that stuff's got to be real.
Oh, totally.
And when you watch it, you're like, I cannot believe what just happened. Look, I cannot believe what just happened.
No TV show with a like same thing with Law and Order, SVU, all these shows. They grid these shows from the headlines, so you know that if they wouldn't
they're
put on the air,
they're making it up. They're
yeah
starting with some reality and
yes
then making up the rest.
Correct.
Well, for those of you who listen to us each and every week, after we get off of our political soapbox, all we're saying is nobody's got any solutions.
Right.
And just realize it and let's work together.
That's right, libertarians.
Get from here to there. Hey, you know, if you listen to the show, what Alfie and I believe, the average home in Atlanta sells for about $16,000 less than it could and should, ugh, and $16,000 is real money. So if you're planning to sell your Metro Atlanta home in the next 90 days and you're in favor of term limits, you don't need a Zestimate from Zillow or a CMA like most real estate agents would provide, or even an appraisal. You need a customized maximum value plan. It is the plan to get America back on track.
America!
Alfie, it is the plan to get America working again.
America!
It's a kick-butt, no-holds-barred plan for getting top dollar for your home. It's normally a $799 value. Because you're listening to the show today, you can get one absolutely free of charge. That's right, no charge at all. Just be one of the first five people to call 770-497-0000, and we'll prepare for you a customized maximum value plan at no charge. Remember, normally $799, the offer's good just for the first five people to call 770-497-0000. So don't delay. It could be a $16,000 phone call. I suggest you call now and then start thinking about what you're going to do with the extra $16,000. Alfie, have you noticed how much I talk with my hands, even though you and I are in a studio by ourselves?
Yeah, well, you know.
I mean, I'm like I'm lecturing you. I'm pointing at
that's
you.
Right.
I'm pointing at Celia.
When I used to be on the air, I would talk with my hands, too.
You would?
Yeah.
You would?
It just makes you feel like you're talking to somebody.
I think it does. Trying to make a point.
Yeah.
Trying
yeah
to make a point, especially when you drop your phone in the floor. Each week, Atlanta, we spotlight one specific Metro Atlanta neighborhood to call out critical changes in market pricing and discuss other important market information to help listeners identify unique opportunities in this specific area. This week, we're highlighting Stone Creek in Lawrenceville. It's almost in Duluth, set near the intersection of Sugarloaf and 120, where Lebanon Road comes off of 120. Great little gated subdivision, private, not very many homes, 50, 60 homes back there. Beautiful. 2007, Alfie, the average sales price, $766,000. By 2009, average sales price dropped to $510,000. That's a drop of $256,000 or 33%. 2016, average sales price $675,000. So the prices went up 24% or $165,000. Now we're still about 12% off the all-time high because if we look at that on that 100 scale, Alfie, 2007 is represented by the number 100. 2009, 67. That's that 33% drop. 2016 is represented by the number 88, so still 12% off of its high. There are currently four homes in there for sale. Low asking price, $658,000. High asking price, $700,000. So they're clustered right there together, which means there's a 16-month worth of supply. So if you live in that subdivision, Stone Creek there on Lebanon Road, you need to be serious about selling your house or make sure you got something special to offer. Have a great marketing plan. 54 homes in the neighborhood, which means homeowner equity from 2009 to 2016, 2010 to 2016 increased $8.9 million. Elementary school, Jackson. The middle school is Northbrook. The high school is Peachtree Ridge, which gets a school chimp score of 84. If you want a school chimp score on your own Metro Atlanta High School, go to gogaddis.com. Click on the school chimp link. It'll give you a great, very specific ranking or rating for that school, plus all the demographic information that you'd like the percentage of renters versus homeowners, the average educational attainments of parents, household income, the whole nine yards. It is some good, good stuff. If you want to get the lowdown on your own neighborhood, our free market snapshot is really just what the doctor orders, like getting a monthly bank statement on your home's value emailed right to your inbox, and getting one is easy. Just sign up now at GoGaddis.com. It'll take you less than 30 seconds, and it'll ensure, and I promise you this, that you will be the local real estate smarty, like the smarty candy, in your neighborhood. Just go to GoGaddis.com and sign up now. Got a question from a listener. Says, what's happening in the market? Everything I read says homes are flying off the shelves, and the truth is that most price ranges in Atlanta, homes are flying off the shelves, but I will tell you, as you get up over $400,000 and $500,000, don't just assume you can put your house on the market. Don't have to spend a lot of money on a marketing program or a good plan or have your home in the right condition. You better be ready to compete with other listings in that area because you have more months' worth of inventory. If you need to search homes in Atlanta and you're a home buyer, SureMLS.com is the place to go, SUREMLS.com. I promise you, you'll find more listings and the information will be up to date. You won't be looking at outdated information. Now, if you ever gone on a website and found a listing, you like the listing, you call and it was sold 3 months ago?
Yeah.
That's what happens when you look on some of those big, big websites. We appreciate you joining us for another hour's worth of the Call Cleve Atlanta Real Estate Show. Right here on News Talk 1160 for the special 4th of July edition. Alfie and I appreciate your time, and we plan to be back next week, same time, News Talk 1160, and we hope to continue talking to you then.